We are joined on the morning show with John and Hugh this morning by Brad Guzan, goalkeeper for Atlanta United, who has, I assume, Brad, you've dried out a little bit. Yes, right?
We have, yeah, we have. It seems every time we come up here, it just starts pouring.
Yeah, what is it with that? I mean, like this time you're sloshing through the rain again in that place.
Yeah, but different outcome this time.
Right,
well, much better outcome.
Yeah,
this time.
Definitely. That was the most important thing. Again, it wasn't the greatest conditions, but it's all part of it, and you've got to find a way to get through it. And unfortunately for us, we did.
You know what, Brad? That's funny that you mentioned that, because that's kind of been the mantra of this team all season long. You've had to adjust, like, on the fly to a whole lot of stuff. And speaking of that, how annoying was it to have to adjust to that Charleston game, playing here in Kennesaw and not having anybody around to cheer you guys on?
No, definitely. I mean, it certainly it makes for a weird feeling in the game. You know, when there's no fans, there's no atmosphere. You know, as crazy as it might sound, you know, you use the fans, especially, you know, our fans are fantastic, and so you use that as a little bit of an extra boost and motivation to go out and run harder and you know, just go that extra 5 yards. And when you play a game like that, it takes all of that away in the sense of the atmosphere, and so it becomes a bit of a challenge. And you know, when you do have to face something like that with nobody in the crowd, no atmosphere, nothing going on around you, it makes for a weird feeling during the game.
Brad Guzan, Atlanta United goalkeeper, joining John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game, talking about the U.S. Open Cup, but now looking ahead to MLS. That'd be good last night, Brad, to get Ezequiel Barco back with the club and start to see, you know, the remakings of this, you know, the premier line. I know there was no Joseph, no Gressel, no Tito, but you did have a lot of your guys. And what about Brandon Vasquez? Boy, he has really stepped up in this play.
No, definitely. We couldn't be happier for him. I mean, he's obviously been dealing with a bit of an injury for the last few weeks, if not longer. And so to have him come back, play the way he did, obviously his goals stand out. But I thought just his overall play, he was a handful for Columbus to deal with. And when you have someone like Joseph who's scoring regularly, when you get an opportunity like he did the other night, to step up in the way he did, you know, we were all super excited for him.
You know, speaking of that a little bit, how big is it to have so many different guys contribute at different times of the season? I would think that would help you as far as, like, you know, when you start to sub guys in, that there's no tremendous drop-off. Do you look at it the same way?
100%. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, it's a grind going throughout the season. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And there's going to be injuries, there's going to be suspensions, there's going to be things that happen throughout the year that you need guys to step in and do a job and try not to lose the beat of the team. And, you know, I think Brendan was a fantastic example of just that. And he came in, and obviously, like I said, he scored 2 goals, but his overall play was very good, and he was rewarded with you know, an extremely high work rate in terms of what he brought to our team for 90 plus minutes.
You know, I'm curious, Brad, looking at this season, because it's been all over the place. Look at, you know, the pocket of games where you had to play a bunch of games in a short period of time, and then you get this big old break, and now you got to play another pocket of games in a short period of time. Mentally, at the beginning of the season, when you see that schedule, how do you prepare for that?
You know what, to be honest, you're not even really looking that far down the line. You're not looking that far into the season. You look at it, and ultimately it's just, you look at the schedule and you see, all right, okay, we play Wednesday, Saturday. But it doesn't really creep in until it's around the corner, until you're actually doing it. You're doing the travel up to Vancouver, then back to Atlanta, then up to New York, and back to Atlanta, then up to Salt Lake, and back to Atlanta. You know, you're not thinking about it until you're in the midst of it. And as I said before, the last stretch of games where we had a bunch all together, you know, if you get off to a good start during that run of games, then it feels great, because you want the games to come thick and fast. You want them to be, you know, you just want them to keep coming, because you're feeling good, you're playing well, and you're ultimately getting results. Now, if you're not winning and you're not getting results, then it's a bit of a challenge. You've got to find a way to right the ship, as they say. And so You know, we're going to be looking to this next spell as another challenge, but one that we're going to be looking with a positive outlook, knowing that we've done it once, and you certainly can do it again if we put our best foot forward.
Five Stripes keeper Brad Guzan with John. And hey, Brad, I got to think that, you know, a week from tonight you're back into MLS play. When you take on Toronto, you're starting to get the band back together, so to speak. Is there a sense of excitement based on you know, the six wins in the eight games prior to this break that you're going to be able to start this second half and put your foot on the gas and hit the ground running, kind of thing?
Yeah, that's what we want to do. You know, this next stretch of games is obviously going to be a big part of the season in terms of where we're at in terms of points and obviously confidence and how we're playing, and the last six wins, as you mentioned, that gives us the confidence to go into this stretch of games and get results. So we're going to be looking forward to it for sure. And as you mentioned, it's all about putting our foot in the gas and keeping that good run going.
You know, this U.S. Open Cup, now you advance along in this thing. I'm curious from your standpoint, Brad, how big a deal is this to the team? Which is more, is it more important to win the MLS or the U.S. Open Cup? Are they equally important? Do you place an emphasis in either spot?
Well, I think it's certainly equally important. I mean, we know that when you're in a cup competition, you're only a handful of games away from winning, one, a trophy, but then two, a spot in Champions League. So for next season. So we want to make sure that we don't overlook Open Cup games. We want to make sure that, you know, we approach them with the right mentality, the right focus, and ultimately give ourselves a chance to win another trophy. It's the quickest way to win a trophy. Obviously, MLS Cup is great, but that doesn't happen until after the regular season, and you have to go through the playoffs and all of that. But the Open Cup, it's only, you know, a handful more games. So you want to make sure that you take advantage of that opportunity.
So just give us a little clue, us a little bit. I mean, you're back with the team. We mentioned getting the band back together. Joseph will rejoin the team in the not-too-distant future. Barco's back. Tito will be back. And then you'll put Julian back into the mix, too. So you'll have, by the time you get really kind of rolling in this next stretch of games, you're going to have the full complement of Atlanta United. How excited would you say the team is, you know, kind of gauging from what you saw, Brad Guzan, from their time off to what you saw last night?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that's what makes it so dangerous is the quality that we have, the depth that we have. You know, when guys are called upon, it's not just making a substitution to make a substitution for the heck of it in the 75th minute, 80th minute. We're bringing on dangerous players, and when the opposition looks over and sees, you know, player X, Y, and Z coming in the 80th minute or 70th or whatever it is, that strikes fear, and that's a good thing for us. So we want to make sure that we continue to push each other and ultimately get our team in a spot where whoever's on the field. We're confident, we're positive, we're scoring goals, we're doing the right things to win games and put ourselves in a position to pick up points.
Yeah, certainly that was Brandon Vasquez over this last couple of games. Hey, I do appreciate it, Brad. We look forward to getting you back to town for that game against Montreal at the end of the month, but welcome back to it. Thanks.
Appreciate it, guys.